views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Now, Ask Dr. Love with psychotherapist, author, love and relationship expert, Dr. Jamie Turndorf. For expert advice on love and relationships, you can submit your questions online at AskDrLove.com or call 1-800-930-2819 during the live broadcast. You can also listen live and download the free show app at TransformationTalkRadio.com. Now here's Dr. Love.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ask Dr. Love Radio. My pleasure to be with you again today. So I have a question for you. Are you ready to rewire your brain for love? Well, did you know your brain can be your greatest ally or your worst enemy when it comes to life and love? So I want to know, are you ready to get off the hamster wheel of heartache and rewire your brain for a lifetime of lasting love? Today, I'm doing a follow-up interview with Dawson Church, the author of the award-winning science book, The Genie in Your Genes. And he's also written many other research studies published in peer-reviewed medical journals. Let me tell you a little bit more about Dawson Church, PhD. He's an award-winning author whose best-selling book, The Genie in Your Genes, has been hailed by reviewers as a breakthrough in our understanding of the link between emotions and genetics. He founded the National Institute for Integrative Healthcare to study and implement promising evidence-based psychological and medical techniques. And his groundbreaking research has been published in prestigious scientific journals. He's the editor of Energy Psychology, Theory, Research, and Treatment. That's a peer-reviewed professional journal. And he shares how to apply these breakthroughs to health and athletic performance through EFT Universe, one of the largest alternative medicine sites on the web. So without further ado, let's say hello again to Dr. Dawson Church.
Jamie, it's great to be here again. And you forgot to mention, I'm a really fun guy.
Hell yeah. I mean, the two of us, when we get going, I say to my engineer, no, don't put us on air. We want to shoot the breeze here. Yeah. We have so much fun, right? And you were so cute after your last visit on my show. You emailed me and said you had so much fun. You were smiling for days. So now I'm having, I'm having the male version of performance anxiety. Uh-oh, can we get it up again? Can we
get it up? You're going to have to keep it higher, Jamie. How about that?
Oh, baby. Well, you're going to have to help me with that. So I wanted to talk today about this statement you made, which was very interesting. You said, it seems obvious living in the 21st century that we imprint patterns of relating into our brains from an early age, and then we reenact those patterns endlessly until we learn to interrupt them. That's what you're talking about how to train your brain.
And it's amazing how deeply ingrained those patterns are. Because, for example, if your mother is stressed, if your father is stressed, research shows that a baby in utero, in the womb, is having higher levels of cortisol. So literally, we're learning the neurochemistry of stress in the womb from our parents based on the degree of stress our parents have. We then have that biochemical baseline of normal. So we then go out often with that really high baseline, and we then seek events, we seek people, we create our lives to recreate that womb experience of those high levels of stress biochemicals, but we don't have to. So we're artificially putting ourselves in a situation where our bodies are really stressed, our whole neurological network is shaped by those high levels of stress chemicals, and we then think it's normal. It just feels normal to us in our bodies, and it's not. We're living way more stressed lives than we really need to.
Right. And what you're talking about is people become cortisol junkies. You know, it's like being a crack whore, but it's your own self-manufactured cortisone crack whoredom. You know, do you know that this is your body literally gets accustomed to whatever we call it, the status quo resistance. Humans like to stay with what they know emotionally, chemically.
There was this woman,
yeah.
There was this woman that I used to know, and she was a friend of mine in my social circle, and she would just pick men, and she was a really attractive woman, and she'd attract a lot of men, and yet she would always have some sad tale of woe about how the latest boyfriend had stolen from her, cheated on her, blah, blah, blah. And at one point she said to me, Dawson, I'm telling you the story about this boyfriend who's betrayed me, and he weren't being very sympathetic. And I didn't say this, but I'm thinking, well, you know, it's like the eighth time this has happened. You know, you're just on this, you talk about the hamster wheel, Jamie, and people get on this hamster wheel where they just recreate these experiences endlessly. And so she was looking for someone exciting, someone with what she called chemistry, but that chemistry meant high levels of stress hormones. So we went to one social event, it was a party, and I was in a carpool in a van with her new boyfriend. So this is a new guy in her life. And I was so impressed. This guy was fabulous. He was stable. He was solvent. He was honest. I mean, I just really had a great time.
And she kicked him to the curb, right? In 2 seconds, he was gone.
She kicked him to the curb. And she said, it's boring. And what she meant was, she's not getting her fix. She's not getting her drugs from the relationship. And so that's why. And of course, the next time I saw her at a party, she dumped him. She was another guy. He just walked in the room, the new guy. And I realized, this guy is trouble. And sure enough, within a few weeks, he was cheating on her, lying to her, stealing from her, all this kind of stuff. But she's addicted to that. And again, she thinks that's normal. And when you put her in a nice, safe, clean relationship, she doesn't get her fix and she feels bored. So that's why we have to learn to reset our cortisol levels to a healthy level, because high cortisol correlates with, again, skin wrinkling, with reduced muscle mass, with reduced memory and learning, with reduced bone density. I mean, there are all kinds of bad things that happen if you pump your stress hormones high year after year, month after month, day after day.
It's linked to premature death, right? I mean, it lowers your immunity. It does damage to your arteries and your heart. People die much younger when their cortisol is chronically elevated.
I was talking to Dean Ornish a few weeks ago, and he was talking about a study he's just been involved with, and they compared stressed women with high cortisol to relatively unstressed women, and the difference in lifespan, Jamie, now just hold on to your seat on this one, because this number is so staggering. The difference in lifespan between the most stressed women and the unstressed women was 9 to 14 years. Those women who are highly stressed were living a decade less. I mean, this is just gobbling up. This is the time you should be playing with your grandchildren. This is the time you should be enjoying the rest of your life, enjoying your retirement, the time when you should be fit and healthy and really loving being in your body and enjoying your free time. And instead, these people are dying of stress.
Right. So let's go back to this woman from the party, the cortisol crack whore. And what would we do if you were going to bring your method of changing her set point? What would you do with her? What would be the protocol?
First of all, there is no magic wand, and it takes a while to reset your cortisol level. So I did one randomized controlled triple-blind study published a couple of years ago. It was actually published in the oldest peer-reviewed psychiatry journal in the U.S., very prestigious journal. And we did an hour of EFT with people. And EFT, emotional freedom techniques, tapping, is really effective for bringing down cortisol. People's cortisol dropped much more than in the other two groups, which were rest and talk therapy. So their levels of anxiety and depression reduced by more than half, and their levels of cortisol dropped. So that's a big result from a one-hour session. And again, much better than just talking alone, because when you use tapping, you're engaging the somatic response. You aren't just doing a mental thing. You're doing a physical thing, which tells your body you're safe and your cortisol lowers. But that's good for that hour. But you have to get in the habit of reducing your cortisol over and over and over again over time. The lab I use for cortisol testing says it's 5 months. I'm not sure it's quite that long. But you have to sort of reset and reset and reset and reset and reset. But if you do that for a period of a few weeks, maybe 4 to 12 weeks, somewhere in that time period, then you actually permanently lower your set point. So you no longer are used to this highly caffeinated level of cortisol.
That's
great.
You're
not used to a nice, calm and inner biological environment, and you then become very intolerant of putting yourself in stressful situations. So when you're in stress, you calm yourself right away. You meditate, you tap, you do something to bring yourself out of that high cortisol level.
Because it feels so awful. It feels so awful.
Feels so awful. Yeah. The very thing that felt best to you before, after you reset your set point, now feels awful.
You know that feeling like when you have a near miss with a car accident and you get that rush of cortisol? It's such a terrible feeling. But when you are so used to bathing in those chemicals, you don't even realize how bad your body is feeling because it's again, gotten you, so inured to it. Yeah.
It's kind of like if you take your coffee with two scoops of sugar. If I give you a cup of coffee with no sugar, you take one sip, you know something's wrong. Same thing with your inner biology. You literally feel wrong, even though that may be in a really healthy situation. So maybe so used to feeling bad that feeling bad feels normal to you and feeling good actually feels abnormal to you. That's why people like, you know, take addicts, you put them in rehab, dry them out, get them sober and sane again, put them back in their own old environment, and they go right back to their addictive behaviors because they're just, again, those set points are so compelling. We think it's normal, and we feel like jittery and crazy in our bodies if we're in a healthy environment.
Yeah. Wasn't there a song, "How Can It Be Wrong If It Feels So Right"? I'm going to take a break. Let's sing that song during the break. I'll be back with you in a moment on Ask Dr. Love Radio.
In to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Ali Katz. Join Ali and Dr. Pat as Ali introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Ali, visit ATOZENmeditation.com.
You're listening to Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you've yearned to get along better with your life partner or spouse, friends, family members, and even co-workers, Dr. Turndorf's Hay House book, Kiss Your Fights Goodbye, Dr. Love's 10 Simple Steps to Cooling Conflict and Rekindling Your Relationship, shows you how to turn conflict into connection for a lifetime of lasting love. Find out more about this book at AskDrLove.com. This is Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. This show is for you, the listener, and Dr. Love wants to hear from you. You can submit your questions at AskDrLove.com, or if you're listening in real time, you can speak to Dr. Turndorf live by calling 800-930-2819. To listen live and download the free show app, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com. All shows are archived at TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're listening to Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. Once again, here's Dr. Love.
Welcome back to Ask Dr. Love Radio. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf, and I'm having a blast, as always, with my wonderful guest, Dawson Church. So, Dawson, before the break, we were talking about how to find your set point for pleasure, you know, reset your brain. And you were talking about doing EFT on oneself and doing it on a daily basis and doing it for maybe up to 12 weeks, right?
Yes. And so what I recommend is several different things. Heart math is good. Meditation is good. EFT is good. And what I do personally is I meditate every morning. And then when I feel stressed, I do EFT. So throughout the day, if I have a phone call, an email, anything throws me off my game, I use EFT. And those two things in combination are super, super, super powerful because they're both somatic. They both are putting you in your body, keeping you in your body, and that allows you to process any upset and stay centered. And so after a while, after that period of however many weeks it is, you start to you get used to feeling calm. You lower your set point for those stress biochemicals. Then if something does happen to upset you, you are motivated to get out of that uncomfortable feeling back into feeling good quickly. I think the other counterpart to this is that you can also start to raise your pleasure set point.
Oh, so, you read my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about that because you know how you and I, we obviously have so much fun together. We've raised our pleasure set point together and it becomes exponential when we hang with each other. So we're bathing in all the pleasure chemicals. Now, I was thinking about this patient of mine who came back from a retreat, a meditation retreat, and he almost seemed like a zombie. Because, you know, a lot of that Eastern philosophy is about neutrality and that you shouldn't be, you know, obviously too low, but you also shouldn't be too high. So it's almost like they have an aversion or an allergy to joy and pleasure. Now, that doesn't seem to jive with where you're coming from, right?
Well, when I learned meditation, the meditation teacher I learned from said that meditations are very special, which of course it is. So you have a certain time of day when you do it. You have a certain place you do it. And of course, that's good advice because you're there, your body and brain then associate that time and that place with that elevated state. So it's great to do that. And so he said that you do this for that time period, and then you wrap it up and you return to the real world. And one day after many years of meditation, I suddenly thought to myself one day, I was wrapping it up and accordance with my instructions from my teacher. And I thought, why wrap it up? Why end this state? Why not walk into my office feeling this glorious and spend the whole day here? So I blew off my teacher's instructions and I did that and it felt
exactly
great.
Exactly.
I now discovered that you can just walk around every day and feel wildly inspired. You're with friends, you're hanging out, or you're with
right.
your family, or you're at your office, you're at work, and you're having this absolutely juicy time. And
yeah.
you're in that same state. There's no need to shut it down.
Right. And why can't,
period.
You know, why shouldn't we embrace the joy? I mean, if you think about the 23rd Psalm, you know, and the whole thing in the 23rd Psalm is talking about how we're supposed to live in opulence and joy. He prepareth a table before me. You know, it's opulence, food, right? It's all supposed to come to you. And it's not so, well, I'm just observing. That's very nice. And it just seems so dead, you know?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So, right. And so that level of heightened pleasure might feel really foreign to you at first because you're used to limiting yourself biochemically. I know I was married. I have a wonderful wife, wonderful marriage, but I was married before and it wasn't that wonderful. And my ex-wife was really reactive to my happiness. So I learned to really keep a lid on it. So for you know a decade or more, I learned to stay really small emotionally to avoid triggering her. And so I was lowering my set point. When I finally got divorced, it was like, okay, now I can be this happy without needing to conform and to this other
great.
Person's
it's great.
Yeah, stuff. So
great.
So
now
yes.
another thing that you do when you talk about rewiring the brain is you talk about did you notice I pay attention to you? I did my homework for you. Aren't you happy? Aren't you having pleasure?
Very good.
I know. Now, so you talk about what your childhood lacked and you repair it. Now, how do you link that with EFT?
Our childhood deficits really affect us, and people think they're doing things because they have free choice. They think they're doing things, they'll give you these rational reasons. But They're really not. There's a wonderful book called The User Illusion by Tor Nordtranders, and he shows how the cognitive parts of our brains actually kick in about a half second after the parts of our brains that direct us to do things. So we're doing things all the time, and our cognitive parts are sort of catching up a half second later, giving us rational explanations for why we did certain things, but we actually began doing them a half second earlier. And so a lot of our behavior is formed early in life. We then bring these assumptions into our later life, and we think that's the way the world is, but it's just the way we were formed as kids. And so what I like to have people do is dig deep into their childhoods, find the childhood correlations of those things. People come to me often and say, I've tried EFT, I've tried meditation, I've tried all this stuff, nothing is budging this pattern. But I find that if I then take them deep enough and early enough, we really can shift those patterns, and then they change. So I like to go really super early to the time when there was an implicit learning. What was happening when you were like 0 to 6 is your brain was in these really slow waves, and you were in this super learning trance basically for the first few years. So what you learn then pre-verbally by the modeling of the people around you is thinking it like under hypnosis, very, very, very deep. You're learning all these ways to survive, be part of the tribe, make yourself acceptable. But those ways often are dysfunctional, and you're then carrying those over unconsciously into your adult relationships. And then you're seeking these people who are just echoes in some way of those early models.
I call them phantoms.
Yes, absolutely.
Because it's really worse than echoes. And, you know, it's interesting because Freud wasn't wrong when he said the first 5 to 6 years were the formative years, but I actually call them the deformative years because,
oh, wow.
Right? Because they really, really are. So again, talk us through on a practical level, when you're in the office with somebody and you go all the way back to the genetic, the original trauma that you're talking about, how then do you use the EFT technique to help rewire the brain around this trauma?
Just yesterday, I was working with a client with fibromyalgia, and fibromyalgia is a really debilitating condition. And so, and again, she's a practitioner, she's a naturopath, she has a lot of resources, and yet she hasn't been able to budge this pattern of extreme tiredness and fatigue she has all the time. And so we went back to an early event, and she remembered an event when her mother did something when she was really young, and it had a huge effect on her. And here she is carrying the imprint of that all these years later. So we first of all, we found the event, and I kept on getting more and more specific about the event, because if a client presents with fibromyalgia or fatigue or anxiety or depression, that diagnosis didn't happen in one thunderclap. It was built out of many events, and those events usually were only a few seconds long. This was a time when her mother said to her, they got home from a party, and her mother said, your behavior was unacceptable, and the little girl was just baffled. She said, why? Her mom said, if you don't know, I won't tell you. And so that was the event. The event took only about 40 seconds, and yet it's left this indelible psychological traumatic scar on this woman. So we build up these events, event by event, and after you've got 100 of them or 500 of them, you then accumulate them, and we call it anxiety, or in her case, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia. But they're built up that way. So with EFT, you drill down and find the events, and Once you depotentiate one event, once you take one event and remove the traumatic charge from it, the brain's hippocampus is like a historian. It compares event to event. If events are alike, it aggregates that knowledge. And so when you teach the hippocampus that one of those similar events was not a real threat to your survival, it's in the past, it's bygone event. Once the hippocampus learns that about one triggering event, it often generalizes to all similar events. So with EFT, we call this the generalization effect, and it's amazing. You do this with one beating or one horrible experience, one bullying incident, and suddenly all of the similar events, the brain generalizes those. The hippocampus says, okay, I guess that's no longer a threat to your survival. I guess then that all the similar bullying events are no longer a threat to your survival, and they all go down in intensity, and people just step out of those kinds of conditioned trances they've been in, often for decades, and then guess what happens to their symptoms? Their symptoms go away because they just don't need them anymore. So that's the way I use EFT, going down deep into people's childhood, event by event, working on key events, and then suddenly the whole pattern dissipates.
That's lovely, and you explain it so well. That's what's so cool about you.
Well, you know, The brain works in an amazing way, and mm-hmm. it's used to us having this thought, but it translates that thought into neurochemicals, and then drive us into vital flight.
You know, it's so fascinating. It's so fascinating because you use different language. What you described as the association process, the way the hippocampus links similar events, I named this the emotional lake effect. And I talk about how a storm gathers moisture and force when it sweeps across the Great Lakes, you know, and dips into the reservoir of the water and makes the storm worse and dumps, you know, all that snow on the leeward shores. And I say that in the emotional lake effect, our brains are constantly dipping into our unconscious, dredging up memories of similar past events. And without knowing it, we end up experiencing a huge emotional storm and an emotional reaction because we're not just reacting to the present event, we're reacting to all those previous events that are being triggered by unconscious association. Same thing, different language, you know?
And, you know, and we haven't dealt with those events, if we haven't grieved those losses, if we haven't really processed those through in our bodies, what happens is we have a current event happen. Maybe somebody leaves you, maybe you lose your job, maybe you have a financial problem, and suddenly there's this huge flood of emotion.
Right, exactly.
All, and we think it's about the current boyfriend or the current mortgage or whatever.
That's just the trigger. That's the trigger. So let's take a break, and I'll be back with you in a moment on Ask Dr. Love Radio.
Can you keep your lifestyle in retirement? It's a question people often wonder about. Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the new confident retirement approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman financial advisor today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment and advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
What is your why? Is coach training right for you? Maybe you're changing careers. Maybe coaching can help you revitalize an existing career. Mark Rayner and the Rayner Institute can help you manifest your goals. Classes start April 27th and 28th. To learn more, visit RaynerInstitute.com to enroll today. That's RAYNERInstitute.com.
Wondering how to make more confident strategy for retirement? Do you know that there are potentially more than 12 things to consider when planning for or approaching retirement? Then stop wondering and attend the retirement seminar hosted by Jeff Packman, financial advisor with Packman Brown and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated in Bellevue, Washington. Call 425-372-4813 for a formal invitation to the next seminar on November 5th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Light hors d'oeuvres and beverages will be provided. This is an informational event. There is no cost or obligation. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
You're listening to Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you've yearned to get along better with your life partner or spouse, friends, family members, and even coworkers, Dr. Turndorf's Hay House book, Kiss Your Fights Goodbye, Dr. Love's 10 Simple Steps to Cooling Conflict and Rekindling Your Relationship, shows you how to turn conflict into connection for a lifetime of lasting love. Find out more about this book at AskDrLove.com. This is Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. This show is for you, the listener, and Dr. Love wants to hear from you. You can submit your questions at AskDrLove.com, or if you're listening in real time, you can speak to Dr. Turndorf live by calling 800-930-2819. To listen live and download the free show app, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com. All shows are archived at TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're listening to Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. Once again, here's Dr. Love.
Hello again, and welcome back to Ask Dr. Love Radio. I'm talking with Dawson Church about how to rewire your brain for love. So, Dawson, let's talk about this, because one of the things I know you do in your work is you help people be more emotionally present. And how does EFT jive with that outcome?
I think that many people crave presence from their partners in their relationships and don't get it. And I'm just remembering a woman right now who was in one of my EFT workshops recently. And she just emailed me yesterday, actually. And she's married to a Vietnam veteran. And about 7 years ago, she began to have symptoms of muscular degeneration. And she has this very, very rare muscular disease. And so bit by bit, her functionality decreased. In 2010, she had to give up her job. She could no longer work the job she loved. Mm. She became bedridden, had major depressive disorder. So very sick, muscular wasting. And she listened to an interview I did a year and a half ago. And it was all about healing. And she began to have the thought, maybe I can heal. So she began to do EFT. She began to meditate.
She did it on herself, Dawson? On herself, yeah.
Yeah, she just downloaded my free manual, mini manual, began to do it on herself. And she got better and better and better. Jamie, she came to a live EFT workshop of mine a few months ago. And I have a video of her. She's thrown away her cane and she's dancing around the room. It's amazing what happened with her physiologically. But she also emailed me and just gave me this long account of how things have changed with her husband. Again, he was a Vietnam veteran. He used to just immerse himself in alcohol and TV every night. And so she was craving presence. She wanted her, and she said, in the last few months, as he's begun tapping as well, I've got my husband back after 17 years of absence, 17 years of immersed in the booze and TV and distractions. Now he's talking to me. We're reading books together. We're having these long discussions together. And she says, I have him back after all those years of him not being there. So people crave emotional contact, emotional presence. My wife and I call this love bathing. And often at the end of the day, we just sit on the couch, stare into each other's eyes and talk. And we just like, it's like this renewal, love bathing.
You're killing me here, because you have the same, it's so wild that you and I have been on the same path and we come up with different names for the same thing, because I called it with my husband love showers.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that interesting? And you call it love bathing. Isn't that interesting? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It is. And, you know, I love it because bathing has the idea of we're just basking, you know,
basking
in the joy of the connection and the presence. Showers implies, well, it's so, to me, endless, you know, like the showers from heaven. So, you know, it's a bath. I'm just a love slut. It's a bath and a shower. All right. We'll have
it's a baptism either way. It's immersion.
Really. The thing is,
Jamie, if we could peer into our biochemistry at that time, we would see oxytocin rising. We would see serotonin rising. We'd see dopamine being regulated. We'd see DHEA going up. We'd see adrenaline and cortisol going down. We see all these biochemical changes in our bodies. And we become addicted as well, but to feeling good. We become feel-good addicts. And so we really want to feel that good. And the other cool thing is that normally in a new relationship, of course, you have a surge of oxytocin. You're attracted to somebody. But after about a year or two, it all flat lines, and you know all of that chemistry dies down. If you learn to love bathe or love shower with your partner regularly, you're actually shifting your whole internal biochemical environment. You're driving your oxytocin high again. You're driving your serotonin high. And so your partner starts to be the source of intense inner biological pleasure for you.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
The relationship stays so juicy, but all of these internal biochemical changes are happening where it's not flat. It's really vibrant and alive, even year after year after year.
Yes,
after you've been
yes.
together.
And you know, this, what we're talking about here is the greatest immunization against a stale relationship of, oh, I've lost the spark. Oh, I need to go out and cheat, because you are constantly refueling the relationship and infusing it with the right chemicals.
You know, when I read your book, Love Never Dies, I was so struck that with your husband, you still had that completely vibrant relationship with him, even
yeah.
toward the end. It was so clear in your opening chapters that you had that kind of presence and really active, deep emotional contact with him.
Mm-hmm. So much so that it continues, you know, even since he left his body. Which
yeah.
is, it's yeah. way out there, you know? And I believe that we're all capable of this. And it's really from the right presence, you know? So, as you were talking about the Vietnam vet who was now present to his wife, I was thinking, I had the vision that as he was doing EFT, he was lowering his cortisol levels so that he wasn't in a perpetual fight-flight response, which is so endemic to so many distressed couples. I talk about that in Kiss Your Fights Goodbye. The guy is so withdrawing from the constant fighting, and so he's always being triggered, right, by the chemical imbalance. And with the EFT, I think you calm down the cortisol production so he stopped fleeing from her so he could be more present to her.
Yeah, you break the association in the brain between
yep.
the triggers that your partner has. Like, there's certain things that just will annoy you about your partner. And if you're used to being triggered that way and you trigger yourself over and over and over again, after a few years, you're very sensitive to that and you produce lots of cortisol very quickly. But if you can break that association, break that triggering, like, you know, my wife, for example, I like to have a really clean space around me. I like to have all my papers stowed in drawers. I like, to me, any kind of mess out there is a mental distraction. So I keep my environment really clean.
Mm-hmm.
For my wife, an empty flat surface is an invitation to put something there. So, like, you know, there'll be candles there, there'll be flowers there. I mean, the nice things there, they aren't clutter, but there's just stuff there. And so I've learned, you know, so initially I was so triggered by that. I was trying to put things away and move things out of sight. But after a while, I reinterpreted those things. I'd walk around the house, see that those flowers she'd left on the counter, or 29 candles on the kitchen counter.
But who's counting?
And I'd say, that means I'm loved and there's this wonderful angel in my life. So I reworked that. So what was a stressor and a trigger for me initially now became a reminder of how loved I was. So you can really shift the whole way so you aren't reactive anymore. And then you do have presence, you do have love, and you foster that kind of deep pleasure and biochemical connection by having taken your own triggers, worked on them, released them, and now you've actually turned what was a trigger for you into a reminder of how good it is and going into a good feeling, not a bad feeling. So you can actually rework your whole internal psychochemistry and change all of the conditioning you used to have, and that, of course, has an enormously positive effect on your relationship.
That's a wonderful example of how you rewired your brain. Now, I want to go in to dissect your brain a little bit on that and see, did you only just reframe the way you interpreted the stuff around, just reframed it in your thoughts, and just said, I'm not going to call this annoying, I'm going to call this a sign of love, so that by thinking that, my chemistry will change? Or did you also do EFT around it as well?
All of the above. I did EFT around it. I also did some cognitive shift, because EFT, well, with EFT, one of the odd things about EFT to outsiders at first is that we focus relentlessly on the negative. EFT doesn't focus on the positive. It doesn't say, I will feel better when I find the love of my life, when I make more money, when I lose more weight, whatever it is. EFT says, this bad thing happened. And that's a fact. And it has people, it's called exposure, prolonged exposure. They focus relentlessly on the bad things that have happened. And it seems very, very peculiar initially when you're learning EFT, why are we focusing on the bad stuff? And what happens, though, is when you focus on the bad stuff and tap, that, again, you break the association in the hippocampus between that stimulus and going into stress. And when you do that, you naturally go into a positive state. So, yeah, I used all of the above. I did the cognitive reframing. I said, what story can I tell myself about this? My wife loves Abraham, and Esther Hicks. And so what she says is that if that thought is making you unhappy, choose a happy thought instead. Jack Canfield has a wonderful formulation. He says, each day, write down a positive thought that you will think whenever you think a negative thought. So premeditate a positive thought. Come into your day armed with a deliberate, conscious, positive thought with which you will replace any negative thought that arises. So you do these kinds of exercises to consciously shift yourself, and then you shift and shift and shift and shift. And after a while, it isn't an effort, you get to that point of what Malcolm Gladwell calls unconscious competence. You're just unconsciously shifting yourself whenever you feel bad, and you're shifting yourself into that feel-good state. That becomes the new normal. So it's a combination of all of the above.
You know, your wife is very lucky to have you as a husband. That's all I'm going to say. I have to break or else I'll start gushing because you are wonderful. I'll be back with you in a moment on Ask Dr. Love Radio.
Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
You're listening to Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you or someone you know has lost a loved one, Dr. Turndorf's best-selling Hay House book, Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased, presents her groundbreaking new transdimensional grief therapy method, which offers the first vehicle in history for reconnecting and making peace with the deceased. Sign up for Dr. Love's free newsletter at AskDrLove.com and receive an exciting gift, a free excerpt of Love Never Dies. Now, back to Dr. Love.
Hello again, and welcome back to Ask Dr. Love Radio. I'm talking with my dear Dawson Church. Dawson, we were talking in the break about, well, I just know this is such a calling for you. In every breath you take, every sentence you state, I can feel your passion for helping people really reprogram their brains. I feel it. I just know it's your heart is behind everything you do.
It is. And when you have that, when you bring that intensity to your work, it does show. You know, Jamie, it's odd because I'd envisioned myself this time, this point in my life, I thought I'd be retired, living in a little cottage in the woods, meditating 4 hours a day, gardening, having kind of semi-retired fun life. And what I began to realize when I tuned into my own guidance was that we need to do things in the world. It's wonderful
right.
to have that space meditation, but we need to be shaping the social dialogue. We need to be
absolutely.
Shaping. The world around
absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely. Because if you're not contributing to the world, it's as if you've stopped living because we're not fulfilling our full purpose here on Earth. You know, we're here to perfect our ability to love ourselves and to love others. And whatever that mission is that you bring to the world, it ultimately distills down to love. And I can feel what you're doing in helping people rewire their brains. So I was saying to you in the break, I have begun to observe that people who are locked into their grief, and I'm at war against the traditional Western approach to grief therapy. You know, grieve, let go, move on, do it in 6 months, or you have complicated grief syndrome, and we're going to give you medication. And what I've discovered through my own experiences with Jean and his over and over again proving he's still here, he does it in front of witnesses, by me helping other people reconnect with their loved ones, I change the brain chemistry. Whereas these people that I see who come in initially, who it could be 10 years, 15 years, they become addicted to the pain chemicals and the grief chemicals. And the only way that I have found to truly interrupt it in a way that opens us, you know, to the whole world, the eternal world of love that awaits us with our loved ones in spirit, when we reconnect, we transform that grief to joy instantly, and now we have love and guidance in abundance from spirit. Now, have you ever thought about what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you mean. I one woman who walked into an EFT workshop of mine, she said that the defining experience of her life was the death of her husband, and could the EFT workshop help her overcome that grief? And she just had this kind of heavy energy about her. And you know, Jamie, you know this, you know what I mean. When people walk in under a black cloud, you just feel this black cloud hanging around them.
Yeah.
And so I said to her, when did your husband die? And she said, 14 years ago. And I knew right away that it wasn't about her husband, that she'd got habituated to that pattern of grief. It was about early losses in her life, all piled on her husband's death.
Right.
And them.
Right.
Walking around with this heavy, you know, this heavy. And you're right. She's just got used to this. And it is so wonderful to tap with those people, meditate with those people, and watch that black cloud just fall away like a cloak. And then they like wake up from this trance of grief they've trapped themselves in for so long. And they can stay, without that some intervention, they can stay in that trance for year after year after year, reinforcing those biochemical patterns to where their body thinks it's normal. But it's not normal. We're meant to live lively, happy, vibrant, successful, fulfilled
lives. I know. Dawson, I just had, I got chills from head to toe because I thought what an amazing study it would be to look at, you know, a control group that's just grieving without EFT, and then a second group where we give them EFT and then follow it up with my dialoguing with the departed technique. Because I realize that when you dialogue, you are doing the love bath. So you are now infusing the good chemicals that we feel when we are connected and present in love.
And you know, what I do sometimes with people in EFT workshops is I say, I do Gestalt therapy, empty chair work. I have them imagine mm-hmm. the person that they're grieving mm-hmm. right there on the chair. And it is mm-hmm. so powerful, Jamie, when you start to have those mm-hmm. dialogues. Say, and again, sometimes they're difficult dialogues. I had a woman in a live workshop last weekend, and it was with her dad who was absent and who died, and she had such anger toward him for not caring about her, not being part of her life.
Right,
and
right,
I mean,
right.
she was like strangled. Her voice, I couldn't even hear her 2 feet away from her. Her voice was so strangled. Mm-hmm. But after she began to yell at her dad, tell him, and just get complete around all of the disappointment and sense of loss she had, her voice became strong. Her whole body got lively, and she was releasing all this trapped grief that otherwise would have been there with her mm-hmm. for a long, long mm-hmm. time. Mm-hmm. So it's very powerful to reimagine with that person. And then I had her say, after that, what would you like to have had him say to you? And she said, I wish I'd heard him say, I love you. And then she began to cry, and she said, I feel as there in the chair saying it right now. The whole audience was crying. It was so powerful.
Right, right. Beautiful. Even if you don't believe in the afterlife, the dialoguing does help. It is true. But it's so interesting how our paths have crossed, because I really love the work you're doing. So I want to make sure everybody knows, because you now have, you mentioned earlier in the show that there is an entry point for people. There's a free download, correct? Where
yes.
people can practice the EFT technique at home. So how do they get that?
They can download my free mini manual, as well as the meditation instructions for free for eco meditation, which is my physiologically based meditation technique. And that's at DawsonGift.com. It's my first name, DawsonGift, DawsonGift.com. And that will give them access to all of that stuff, the free mini manual, the free meditation. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful way of trying this out for yourself. And you'll feel in your body when you do that mini manual technique, you'll feel in your body in a few minutes how much better you feel. And that feel good feeling means that your neurotransmitters are changing, your hormones are changing, cortisol is going down, mm-hmm. DHEA is going up. All of these things are happening to you internally. That's why you feel so good.
Absolutely great. Now, what else? You have the EFTUniverse.com. Of course, DawsonChurch.com. On Facebook, you're Dawson Church. Twitter, you're at Dawson Church. Are there any other things that you would like people to know about, where to find you, or any other new books that you want people to know about?
Well, one of the cool things I'm doing now is it's halfway through the year right now, Jamie. And so what I'm inviting people in my community to do is look at whether the first half of the year has met their expectations or not. Look at five life areas, at their work, at their spirituality, at their money, at their health, and at their relationships, and assess where they are in those five areas, and then see where they want to be at the end of this year, and then use these tools to really shift toward their goals for the last 6 months. And so I have this program, 33-day program called the Peak Performance Program, and that's at tappingpeakperformance.com. We'll have hundreds of people over the course of the next month doing this 33-day program where they get just kick-started into meeting their goals for the last half of the year. So the program includes all kinds of legendary people who are friends of mine, who I've been able to interview and share their best techniques for peak performance in those five areas. People like Jack Canfield, who co-authored the Chicken Soup series, people like Malcolm Gladwell, Tipping Point and Blink, people like Marcy Shymoff, John Gray. All of these legendary figures are giving you their best stuff in that program for 33 days to launch you into the second half of the year. So that's what I'm, you know, as I'm talking about it now, I'm getting goosebumps because I'm so excited about by what they offer and about by the changes they can produce in people's lives. So that's the thing I'm really focused on this month, is making sure that the next 6 months that people have the tools to meet their goals for the year.
All right. Well, I'm just going to have to say, every time we say goodbye, I die a little. I don't want to have bad chemistry. So you just come on back, okay? I'll see you next week on Ask Dr. Love Radio.
This has been Ask Dr. Love with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. Visit Dr. Turndorf at AskDrLove.com and follow her on Twitter at AskDrLove and Facebook.com/AskDrLove.